By a remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump back at the White House after rallying supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday evening as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million with just under 2 weeks now to go before the election. Trump's trip comes a day before Biden's old boss, former President Barack Obama, hits the campaign trail for the Democratic candidate, also in the state of Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. Biden spent Tuesday evening preparing for the debate Thursday against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls show former Vice President Biden holding a wide lead margin over Republican Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the U.S. have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a new report out that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were up about 12%, that is, rather than in the same months of the previous 4 years. But the CDC said deaths of Hispanics in the 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher, 30% higher for Blacks and Asian Americans, more than 36% higher. By remote, this is VOA News.